We've already talked Iridescence Exhibition, so we can skip that, describing that one, unless you've got anything you want to add personal about that, like how much hard work it's been to organise or anything like that.
I know it's not been hard work at all. I mean, we've got an awesome team at the Clay Shed.
There we go.
So, yeah.
There's a good vibe around that Clay Shed, isn't there?
Uh-huh.
A lot of enthusiasm.
Yeah, it was really exciting yesterday seeing the artwork come in.
Mm.
We've got, well, only about half of it actually came in. It was all supposed to come in, but that's another story. yeah, really looking forward to seeing what how the team put it together.
Oh, Susanna will be on the phone to a few artists then if they're a little bit late. So last time I talked to you, I think it was before the red carpet film night. You were there. How was it? A good night?
No, I wasn't there, Anne.
You weren't there?
No,
oh, you said you weren't there.
Yeah.
Oh, what have you heard?
It went really well.
Okay.
Yeah, everybody was delighted with it. Had a great range of movies.
Okay.
And a great range of winners.
Yeah, all right.
So all the details are on our website.
Yes, and on ours too.
Your website. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, so we mentioned clay before. Should we just talk about clay classes? Like, Sarah Bing's got a workshop on at the moment. Obviously, you can't just jump in halfway through that series of workshops. But just remind us what might be coming up in the future.
Sarah's got another one which is available to book, and for term three, Lindy's planning on doing her daytime hand building class as well, which is an opportunity for people who don't want to be out at night or who've got different schedules.
Yeah.
And that's a really lovely class actually, because Lindy's so lovely herself.
Yeah.
So it's a bit more relaxed. I have a coffee and she makes some homemade gluten-free snacks to share with people.
Okay.
The only thing is, because she's so lovely, she can't decide which day because she's trying to please everyone, which isn't going to work. I'm going to have to pin her down sooner or later.
Yeah, sooner or later you'll give her the hard word.
Yeah, but that'll be the next hand building workshop.
Okay. And also the kids' clay classes. Susanna was talking about her ambitions to have a teenage clay class happening.
Yeah, I think we're pretty set on that. That will probably be on a Monday after Belinda Thomas is going to teach it. Sure, he does one of the kids' classes. And she's going to stay on and do the teens class after that on a Monday. So it'll probably be maybe 5:30 to give her a bit of time to prepare.
Yeah.
And it's going to be a six-week class, an hour and a half per class. And she's got a really detailed plan for covering a lot of different hand-building techniques that hopefully will allow our teens to take on their own work and fly.
Yeah, yeah. It's something for the younger ones to graduate from the primary school age clay class, I guess I'll call it that for want of a better phrase.
And Raglan actually recently did a one-off evening, late afternoon workshop as part of their Youth Week celebrations that one of our clay shed members, Olivia, took on. And it went really well, very successful. They had 15 teens there, so clearly very popular.
And are you sorted for the younger kids' clay class for next term, term three?
Not entirely.
Not entirely.
I think we've pretty much decided we're going to move to a six-week course for that as well.
Yeah.
And remove the art component, just go back to being a clay class, because we've spoken to a lot of the families, and a lot of them just really want to do clay, and that's what we're about as a clay shed, really.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, all right. So the background to that, in case anyone's wondering, there's just funding cuts around the country these days. That's one of the things they've affected. Is that a headache for you guys at the moment, actually, or that political stuff, funding cuts to the arts and not health services? That doesn't matter so much to you guys, but
it's a bit of a worry, really.
Yeah,
I mean, we don't know, this recession seems to be likely to stick around for a while, so we're just having to look at making sure we're in a solid position.
Yeah, okay.
And that's what we want to do with the clay classes, is be sure that, you know, we're able to carry on running them.
Yeah, 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 okay. We were talking about movies. Is there movies this weekend?
Yep, movies this weekend.
One of them is The Moon is Upside Down, 5 o'clock on Saturday. I see, what's that about?
It's a black comedy. It's a New Zealand film. So relatively new, up-and-coming director. About three women, it's a sort of intertwining story, follows three women over a certain time. And it's a very woman-led storytelling.
Lauren Taylor's darkly comic debut feature.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got Jermaine Clement in it and Robbie Mungasiva.
Yeah.
And what other names would people recognise? Robin Malcolm?
We did this last time. I don't recognise him. I'm just not very good with that.
Well, you grew up somewhere else. How long have you been in that? No, we won't go there. So, okay, so that's on Saturday. What else is on Saturday? Bob Marley movie. It's back again. Was that quite popular?
Yeah, it was quite popular. And it's looking like it'll be popular this time too, actually. I'm going to go and see that one, actually.
Okay.
I don't really know much about Bob Marley, about his life.
So it's basically a documentary, is it?
Well, the biographical drama. I mean, it was made with his family.
Yeah.
So it's got their support.
Oh, but it's got actors. It's not documentary footage or anything like
that.
It's a dramatic film. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, very dramatic. It's got a lot of music in it, apparently, which I'm looking forward to.
That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think it's a big story to tell in the course of an hour and a half.
Speaking of films that keep coming back, the Julian Assange film, did you run out of audience yet for that one?
Yeah, just about.
Just about.
Yeah, so it wasn't empty, but it wasn't sold out this time, so I think that's probably the...
Might be the last one.
The last one. I went to see that too that time, just to after talking about it so much.
Right, yeah, yeah.
Go and check it out.
Yeah. Well, I got to interview the director for that one. I don't think I have a feeling he didn't understand how small Raglan was, but I took the chance.
Yeah, well, why not?
Yeah,
we still had a lot of support for him. Might be small, but
yeah, this is the sort of town there will be a lot of support for something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So back to the movies we've got coming this weekend on Sunday. The Great Escaper. What's that?
That's a new one. The first time we're showing it. Well, don't you? And Michael Caine and Glenda Jackson.
Oh, so I've seen the trailer for this
on
YouTube.
Yeah.
This looks quite fun.
I think it is. I think it's fairly lighthearted, but with a bit of apparently it's not entirely sentimental. They've got a bit of grit to it as well.
Right.
And Michael Caine and Glenda Jackson be the big draws there. Glenda Jackson's died now, of course, so that'd be her last movie. And
oh, wow.
Michael Caine says it's going to be his last movie because he's 90 now.
Wow. So he's escaped from an old folks' home. Is that the kind
of
to
attend the D-Day celebrations? And it was a really big story in the UK anyway.
The movie or
the real? It's based on a true event.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm not sure how true it is to the film is to the factual happenings, but it was inspired by a real life event.
Oh, brilliant! All right. Yeah. And still on movies, in a couple of weeks, we're around Matariki. There's quite a few things happening movies-wise at the Old School, aren't there?
Yeah, it's part of the Raglan Naturi, Whangaroa, Raglan Destination Management Matariki events. They've got a Matariki Film Festival with local films and films from elsewhere on the 28th, 29th, 30th of June and the 5th of July.
Okay, and that's just... I mean, this is not your... Are you organising this or are other people organising this?
Other people are organising it, but we are selling the tickets through our website. So, and they would like people... It's co-high entry, but they would like people to book so they can work out if extra showings are needed, possibly, if things are particularly popular.
Yeah, and also it's worth booking. So there's a seat there when you turn up.
Yeah, because we are a very small cinema.
So you don't want to be turned away.
Just on our movies page, you just book. Don't need to pay, it's just a koha on the door when you get there.
The point is just the booking. So.
Yeah, just so they can keep a track of what they need to do.
So you've got a seat. Briefly, what are the films?
There is the first on the 28th, there's Marianne Tuau's new movie about the Waitangi Day celebrations here last year, or no, this year.
I'm probably in that one.
I expect lots of people will be.
Well, I know because they asked us to interview people.
Mm-hmm.
Like the event was going on, and then they'd grab someone and say they could be interesting to interview, and then we interviewed them here in the studio about what they felt about Waitangi and all those issues.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully the camera's not on me much, because it's not me. It's not because I was just to facilitate the questions, basically. Yeah, but I have a feeling I'll probably pop up in it. There's not a reason to go see it, though.
Oh, I don't know. That's the 20th. They've got the 28th. There's
much better reasons.
Matariki, so that's that's their big opening day. There's that movie, and then Angeline Greensill is going to give a talk about her work locally.
Yeah. So this is actually happening. There's a talk, a korero, and a movie.
Yeah, they're all
combined.
Yes, they're all sort of loosely associated.
Yeah.
And you don't. Yeah, and then after that, there's Murata, How Mum Decolonized the Screen. Which is about...
I think I've seen that film around.
Rakimita.
Yeah.
Yes, we definitely showed it at the Old School. I didn't see it, but it's a film made by her son, I believe.
Okay.
About his mum's work.
So that's all coming up. Are there other Matariki things happening at the Old School?
There's this whole programme Matriki ki tua una fitu,
yeah.
Or a matriki of endless possibilities. So there's the art exhibition with local Maori artists.
Yeah.
There's this program of films and talks.
Yeah.
And there's a hangi as well.
Okay.
Which I'm not entirely sure how they're booking that in. I know you have to book it. You have to pre-order it.
But yes. Yeah.
Yeah. And collect it from the old school.
Okay. Well, we'll find out more from the organisers as we get closer to the event, hopefully.
Yeah.
Especially like interested to talk about the films. And Kōmako's mother's a regular here in the studio, so...
Yeah.
No doubt.
Yeah, Kōmako's movie's on the 29th.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think Narunoa's featured in some of them as well. So.
No doubt. Is that everything that we've got to talk about?
I think so.
It's not exactly a quiet time. You guys never have a quiet time. It's a quieter time.
No, because we've got all our regular events and bookings and room hires and stuff like that going on behind the scenes as well.
Yeah, and the arts weekend, there's work going on for that as well.
Yeah, well, my side of that's kind of quiet at the moment. Nikki's busy working on the brochure and working with the graphic designer, getting all that sorted out now.
So all the artists, you know who the artists are. And this pen, I've got to stop. I'm playing with this pen.
Yeah, well, we know who all the artists are, and you can have a look on our website. Rider Arts Weekend website has got all the artists and examples of their work and their biographies for 2024.
Okay.
Do you want to start planning ahead?
All right, and I wanted to look at the lift when I was at the old school at the Creative Market, but I couldn't get in.
The famous lift.
Yeah. It's probably really not very exciting to be in it, but I don't know. We've been talking about this blooming lift for years now. So.
Yeah, well, it's got a code on it.
Yeah, number code.
So you just put the code in.
Yeah.
And you'll come round sometime and I'll let you in.
Let me have a play on the lift. That sounds a bit silly, actually.
Well, you know, it is, isn't it? It's a big thing for us.
Yeah, it is, because it's. I mean, the lift is just a lift, but it's the final part of the project to get the creative space officially done.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, even though it's been in use for quite a while now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It has, I mean, 5 years, eh? Or not the upstairs, maybe the clay shed opened in 2019, but
right.
The upstairs was a little bit after that, I think.
Yeah, I was talking about that with Susanna as well. Half her life's been devoted to getting that project.
Yeah, she was very involved in it.
Yeah. She said years ago there was a fundraiser for the clay shed and there was $1,000 left over that they didn't use from the fundraiser. And she's like, well, that can be used to start the new building.
Mm-hmm.
Which is funny because it cost many, many thousands of dollars. But you have to start somewhere. So, yeah. All right. So that's everything, Shona. Thank you for coming in.
Yeah. Thanks, Aaron.
And we will see you again in a couple of weeks.